Blog Talk Radio.
Get that turned off one of these days. Good evening, everybody, on Blog Talk Radio. It is good to have you with us tonight for another in the series of Establishing Your Faith, Saturday night. Jesus is alive and well.
Amen.
Let's click the button and get YouTube going here. That was quick. Good evening, YouTube. Good to have you with us today. For another in the series of Establishing Your Faith. Saturday night, Jesus is alive and well. And Saturday night's always question and answer night around here. So, been coming up with some questions about what we've been teaching or just life. Those are very much welcome tonight. We're glad to help people out in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you believe we're already at October the 15th?
Oh my goodness.
Half of this month go already.
Really? Time for the Christmas countdown now.
Yeah, everybody's in the big Christmas countdown. And thank God we've got God on the inside working out. Evening, Roger.
Amen.
Bless you, brother. How'd your day go? We bless you and your work there with Jim and your grandkids. We missed you last night, but that's all right. We know you're busy and things is happening. And
are you feeling better today, Roger? We declare you are feeling
we
better today, Roger.
We declare you are feeling better. And the mute button works and doesn't. And works when it works and it's supposed to work. Well.
Can you hear me? I was muted.
Yeah, you are.
Can
right.
hear
you. Don't worry. Anytime I get a bunch of background noise on my side, I just mute everybody. So then when that happens, just kick your button back on because we appreciate your great amens and your hallelujahs.
Amen.
And it's the only way I can make it all turn out right. I just hit the mute all button and then everything works right. But for those of you that join us regularly, thank you. And you know, if you didn't see it this week, there was two powerful prophetic utterances that came out about Michigan, that Michigan shall be saved. And not only will Michigan be saved, the church, by our prayers, have been lacing up God's boxing gloves.
Yeah.
And God's going to deal, what's the word it used in? An upper cup from the upper state.
Yeah, and Michigan is supposed to become an actual prophetic voice for the rest of the nation.
A prophetic voice for the rest of the nation. And when God swings that boxing glove, it's going to stop. It's going to end an agenda.
Yes, yeah.
That was the other word that was there. There's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah,
but
boy, it was good.
If you haven't listened to them or heard them, I actually have them in a playlist where you can actually hear them live and see the service that they were actually in on YouTube. So you could go to that playlist. If you need that link, just let me know. And I'll get you connected to it because it's pretty powerful. It's all of our prayers taking effect, have an effect, and truly making an impact of what we say. And thank you that you're here and you say it with us and you speak it out loud with us. And as we speak faith, man, God always moves. God, long before the secular humanist agenda, God was already working in his people to stop it. And we thank you for that, Father. We truly thank you for it. But just like we always do, I'm going to put up our prayer and our different things that we do. And the reason that God can look at us and say, I'm going to make an uppercut and I'm going to take out the enemy is because we are consistent in our prayers.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. So let's do it again, just like we do on a regular basis. When we're making a confession like this, we ask that our Zoomers have your mic muted on your end. Please, please say it with us, even though your mic is muted, because one puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000 to flight, and there's no telling what 2 million of us are doing. Well, now there is time.
Yeah,
we're winning. We're winning the battle. And we thank you for joining with us. Let me see if I'm ready for this. No, I'm not. Hold on. Try this again. Got to get that over on that side. Here we go. If you will, rise together with me. And we'll make our pledge of allegiance to our nation, this great nation under God. We cannot fail this one. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of battle in their spirit, soul, and body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will stand somewhere today in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. As I've been doing this week, for whatever reason, my singing voice ain't doing as good. Let's just speak it. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now, our opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God. As the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation,
as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as
kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name,
we, the community of faith, declare,
thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow Holy Spirit flow with your presence and power in our lives.
We
receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen
and amen. As we minister to the saints around the world, according to God's holy living words,
God sees
our determination to change our world. Hebrews 6:10, God will never be unjust and forget our work and labor of love, which we have shown toward his name, in that we have ministered to the saints here and around the world. My life is a seed. I am sowing now to bless others. Luke 6:38.
I
give, and I know what I give will be given to me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It will be put into my life. For with the same measure that I use to sow,
it will be measured back to me
in that same measure. And tonight we sow our time,
our
talent,
and our treasure.
And our treasure in Jesus' mighty name.
Hi, Rebecca and Mary and Sunday.
Rebecca and Mary and Sunday. Amen. Glory be to God. Bless you all. Bless all of you wonderful ladies. We appreciate you, Mary Pastorin. Thank you for your faith.
Yes.
We fulfill the Great Commission today.
And
Jesus
speaks
to us
saying,
all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. I am telling you, I am with you all the way to the end of the age.
Amen.
God bless the nations of the world to hear the word of faith. We bless our the partners.
We bless our what?
We bless the Our Father partners.
And each believer.
We bless thee, our partners. Hallelujah.
Oh, I just saw that. We bless thee, our partners. That's funny.
Did you write that or did I?
You did.
I'm sure.
There you
go. The United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, Kenya, Uganda, Tunisia, Oman, United Arab Emirates, New Zealand, Australia, New Guinea,
Malaysia,
Singapore, Philippines, Japan, Vietnam, South Korea, Samoan Islands, Thailand, India, Pakistan, Iran, Iraq, United Kingdom, Ireland, Spain, Belgium, France, Portugal, Germany, Switzerland, Hungary, Finland, Netherlands, Sweden, Estonia, Serbia, Czech Republic, Ukraine, Poland, Russia, Kazakhstan, China, and all the nations of the world. Man, that's something. that we get to, we actually have the honor of ministering to these people in these nations.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? The commanded blessing of unity. Psalm 133, 1 through 3. Behold, how good and
pleasant
it is for
brethren to dwell together in unity.
Just read the words. That's all you got to do is just read what's there.
It is the precious anointing oil running down on the
edge of Aaron's
garment.
It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion.
For there, in dwelling together in unity, the Lord commands the blessing
on our
life
forevermore. All the believers are one and the same in God our Father.
There
is
one
body
and
one spirit,
just
as
we
were
called
in one
hope
of
our
calling.
One
Lord,
one faith,
one baptism,
one
God
and
Father of
all,
who is above
all
and through
all
and in
us
all.
But
to each one
of
us, grace
was
given
according
to
the
measure
of
Christ's
gift. Thank you,
Father,
for
your grace and your gift
in
my life. And now, there we go.
The fivefold
ministry and
the
body.
Jesus
himself
is
the one who gave some to be apostles,
some
prophets,
some
evangelists,
some
pastors
and
teachers.
God
blessed
the
fivefold
ministry
with
boldness.
Let's pray over them right now. Father, all across America and around the world, men and women of God are entering their pulpits right now to preach a message tonight, tomorrow morning. Brother Julian, Sister Vermala, they're already in Sunday over there.
Yeah.
We bless the fivefold ministry to be filled with fire, filled with boldness,
yeah,
to be filled with understanding and revelation,
yeah,
and to fight and destroy this that wants to weaken the church,
yeah,
and weaken our doctrines, cause us to believe things that send us astray. Lord, help us to become that glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for us. In Jesus' mighty name. Verse 12, for the equipping
of
the saints, for
the
work
of
the
ministry,
for the edifying
of
the body of
Christ,
till we all come to
the
unity of the faith and
of
the knowledge of the Son of
God,
to a perfect
man,
to the measure of the stature of the fullness
of
Christ, that I may
be
filled with
all
the
fullness
of God.
So that we will no longer be children tossed
to
and
fro
and
carried about with
every
wind
of
doctrine
by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness
of deceitful
plotting.
Father,
expose
their wicked
plotting.
But speaking the truth in
love,
we all grow up
in
all things
into
him
who
is
the
head,
Christ,
from
whom
the
whole
body,
joined and knit
together by what
every
joint supplies,
according
to the
effective
working by which every
part
does
its
share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
I bring my gift
and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others. Look at that. You skip two slides. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior,
passionate patriot of this
great nation, and we declare, God bless America.
We thank you, Father,
for your many abundant blessings in and on this nation. As we the people,
united we stand.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal
and are endowed,
by their Creator with certain unalienable rights,
and among these are life,
liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thank you, Father, for the great United States of America.
Amen. Father, help
us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion.
We highly resolve
that these shall not have fallen in vain.
We declare that this nation under God
is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today.
And it is. We declare this government
of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I don't always do these in the evening like this, the prayer against the isms, but I'm telling you, we've got them on the ropes.
Yeah.
We might as well keep punching.
We might as well keep punching.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
I don't see them yet.
Can you move the slide? Oh, that's got to happen. In the name, high above every name. High above every principality, high above every power, might, and dominion.
In the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood
and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind all of the effects of the isms, atheism, secular humanism, communism, socialism,
feminism,
male chauvinism, racism, and all isms. It is impossible for your
wickedness
to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. God said, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. That's what God said when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt. To all the isms, you have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you, not our Bibles, our Constitution, or our rifles. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God,
have returned to our God
and have joined together in agreement
to rebuild every wall that
seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural.
We declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now.
Every pit you have dug
for freedom,
liberty, and the United States of America to fall into, you fall into yourself and are destroyed immediately. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 144:14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of righteousness. The prayer ending secular humanism's rebellion against the Lord and his divine attributes.
God our Father, in the name of Jesus,
which is high above every name, high above every principality,
every power,
every might,
every dominion.
You just have to read the words that's there, that's all.
I didn't know if you were commentating.
That was me. That was me. I just have to read the words that's there, but I was fired up and I was saying some more than just the words that were there.
In the name of Jesus, we stand
in the blood and righteousness of Jesus.
And we abide those effects of the demonic actions of humanism.
You know, there's no other place on the face of the earth that you win your battles by humor except the kingdom of God, right in the middle of a warfare prayer. You just go ahead and laugh. So if you guys haven't laughed yet, just try it. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Goodness sakes alive. In the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind the effects
of the demonic actions of humanism that have
dared to try to take root in our nation.
We declare that the ecclesia, God's governing body of authority on the earth, we have repented of our sins.
We are seeking your face. We have risen up and we are prophesying and proclaiming boldly the word of God against this rebellion. And thank you, Father, that we do get to have joy as we win our battles.
We do. And Sister Sunday is saying, I have a really bad headache. Father God, we bind
right now
whatever is causing this pain in right Sunday's now. Head right now. We bind it, we render it powerless and cast it down, and it
right
will
now.
Not rise against her again.
Right now.
We speak perfect comfort in every cell, perfect health
yes.
that Jesus has already given. That health is received in that body now. We declare it now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. We bind this spiritual warfare that's behind
yes.
it.
Yes.
No weapon formed against us can prosper.
No weapon formed against
and every tongue that rises in judgment against us. We condemn those tongues now, and we declare the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Now, where was we at?
Hi, Juliana.
Juliana's with us. Wow.
Okay.
Give us educational leaders who will work diligently from within to change it and to work alongside of the parents in the training of their children. Give us leaders in government
who will promote godly
change, uproot, dismantle,
and silence those governmental leaders
who have willingly accepted
this demonic, humanistic agenda.
Uproot, dismantle, and silence
those in the media that dare to promote the godless curse of humanism.
We bind the perverse spiritual forces
behind humanism,
declaring that by the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit,
the humanistic agenda and
all of its yokes are destroyed by the word of truth. All of its efforts are dead from the roots up, and the believers will say like the disciples, Master, that tree we cursed is dead.
With your authority,
might, dominion, and empowerment, we prophesy the end of the humanistic agenda.
The
voices of the ecclesia will become louder than the voices of the humanist abomination.
And boy, we're seeing that happen too. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are seeing it happen.
Yes. Yep.
We are the righteousness.
And we are as bold
as the lion of the tribe of Judah in us. I like that. We are the righteous. And we are as bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah in us.
Amen.
And he's pretty bold. We raise our voices louder
than the government.
We know as we pray, you hear our voice in heaven.
And their voice
is only heard by man on earth. We know you hear our prayers. We know we have the petition that we ask. We know you are baptizing the body of Christ with power from on high to contend for the faith
and take authority over this force
of wickedness.
We declare deliverance
and salvation comes today to those who have been bound by its deception.
We believe that all
across this land, a powerful demonstration of your ecclesia will be seen continually. We ask for it.
We declare it. We prophesy it.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. So welcome. In the mighty name of Jesus, headache, be removed from our sister's life.
Amen.
Right now. And
whatever cause.
I'm telling you right now, Sunday, that it's a spiritual battle.
Yeah.
That is manifesting in a physical process. And I declare over you and over the body of Christ that's within our stewardship, our leadership right now, that no weapon formed against us can prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. Thank you, Father, for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. So, welcome, and thank you for speaking that word so boldly, because because you and I continually stand like this, and are just determined that we can, that we have heard the word of God, and that we know where we're going, we know what we're doing, and we know that our God never loses a battle at all whatsoever. We have changed this history, and the powerful word that come out for Michigan, I'm telling you right now, I'm so encouraged by it, and I have been every day since then turning it on and playing it two or three times a day, and just out of faith releasing it into the atmosphere of our home, into the atmosphere here in North Dakota, and just declaring this is coming to pass, and this will happen in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you know, I keep saying I'm not going to do it, but I might as well just go ahead and do it, because I just want to play that Dutch Sheets again right now, where he gives that prophetic utterances, both of them, to praise that prayer at the end. I really wanted to get to my verses in Hebrews, but I know the Holy Spirit has told me that we got to keep our faith on this thing. Do not go away, screen. Come back. That was pretty exciting. We don't need to do that anymore. No more black screens. We just continually have wonderful lit up. Everybody's in the right place. Blog Talk Radio's over there, and YouTube's over there. The Zoomers are right here. Sister Leanne's right there. Everybody say hi, Sister Leanne, tonight.
Hi, everyone. I'm home tonight. Hi, howdy. See you and hear you, and I love it. Hi, Roger.
Howdy.
So I'm going to do that. I'm going to play it for us again. It's only like 12 minutes or something. And I'm going to make a few little comments, and I'm going to read Hebrews 9 and 10 tonight, unless somebody's got a question that's been on your mind, your heart. And let me say it differently. If somebody sent a question to me today, I didn't get it. If you've already sent one. So if you got a good question about what we're teaching or just life, type it in there while we kick this up with Brother Dutch Sheets, because this is a question and answer session. But I just, the whole time we were praying, I keep seeing that, and I'm like, so I might as well just go ahead and obey God. Anybody think that might be a good idea? Just obey God, Pastor, and do what you know to do. So just work.
Bring it on.
All right. Well, I have a question. Would one of you like to come and click these buttons for me tonight? All right. And maybe somebody's a better clicker than me.
I'm home tonight. And
Sister Leanne's there. Maybe I'll just have her click the buttons. All right. What a deal that is. Go ahead, Mary.
It's kind of like off the mark, like I always am. But it has come to my attention that this is Pastor Appreciation Month. So, therefore, I just made a little donation to the website. I couldn't label it as to what I wanted it for. I probably shouldn't be saying it here, but I would like you, Pastor Sam, to take Mrs. Pastor Sam out to lunch somewhere or dinner with that donation that I just made.
Wow.
Because I do appreciate you. I really do.
Bless your heart, Mary. We just want to squeeze you. Wow, that's precious.
And
thank you.
And it's out of order to make me cry on the camera, okay?
Well, that's okay. You got an excuse. You sound kind of nasally anyway, so you can kind of hide behind it.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you. Bless your heart.
You're very welcome. Really do appreciate you guys. And I know I haven't been on much, but I really haven't felt good, and I still am not back to where I should be. Still got a lot on my plate. Got one nice little done, maybe possibly selling my restaurant to a nice Christian fella.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Wow.
I just pray that it goes through. He's interested in backing somebody that wants to open a restaurant. And I know Preston. He's a really nice Christian fella. So if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. So.
Wow. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. That's what our faith has been. Father, we just stop right now, all of us together, and we thank you for the complete and total victory for Mary and Don in this situation and for the community. May this man have a wonderful business there and be blessed by it and be a lighthouse.
Yeah.
And be a lighthouse of your word and of your grace and of your blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. And deal, we command you to be done all the way through.
Yep, and I have to thank God. I just found out yesterday, I think, that the IRS and their hold they had on me with a lien on everything we own, it's expired.
Hallelujah!
It has expired, and that gives me more leverage to reduce the price of the land we got to sell. As long as I'm not stupid with it, because I do need money, but it's just kind of falling into place. I'm glad in my
Thank you,
Jesus. With
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
That's a testimony that all of us can be Christian right there. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Mary.
God is good. God is really good. And when he talks to you, you gotta listen to him. And when I seen that Pastor Appreciation Month and the Lord just told me what to do, I just did it. Because you deserve to take Mrs. Pastor out. She puts up with you. She deserves it.
She deserves it more than supper, but that's a good start. You're right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Enjoy. Thank you for letting me interrupt your meeting. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
We always love that's your interruption.
Right. That's all right. And you brought up a very important subject, Mary, because now that it just came through, you know, I get a notification pops up that you sent that money on PayPal. But
it doesn't let you designate where you want to spend it. So I don't wish it would, but it don't.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's why I had to go online and tell you, because it was kind of special.
All right.
It is.
That's all right. Thank you. I appreciate
it,
Mary.
Thank you
so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And we enjoy being your pastor most days.
Yes.
Wait, you know me. I gotta say one thing, Mary.
That's all right. I'll just put that down in my little.
I know it. It's, but I also understand seed time and harvest. So I know if I saw it, then I gotta read it, and I can't complain. So.
Thank you. But this is a special gift for you and Mrs. Packer.
Well, all right, so you brought up an important subject that I better just go ahead and deal with right now, because we got quite a few of us here tonight. I'm probably not going to be using PayPal anymore. It's still, just listen, it's still there as we speak. However, this last week, PayPal come out with a new set of whatever rules and guidelines or something that all of us have to agree to. And in that new set of guidelines, it is written that they can charge you $2,500 and just take it out of your account if you say something that they believe is out of order with their policy and procedure process. And that they can charge you $2,500 immediately.
Oh, my.
And, of course, they're part of this whole woke thing.
Yeah.
They're not awake. They're just woke. So when I saw that, I'm like, well, you know, am I just seeing something or is it actually true? So many people left them because of it. They lost $5 billion in one day. So it's not only true, it's so true that they began to backpedal saying, no, we won't, no, we won't. We don't know why that was sent out. And then everybody said, we want to know why you even wrote something like that that could be possibly sent out on an error. You're liars. And so anyways, I don't have another place as of yet that can take that place. I did find another financing company that the young, just amazing Christian patriot, Kent Owens, is helping. It's a group of men who are building their finance company on One Nation Under God, the Second Amendment, patriotism. Your voice is your voice, and you're a hard worker, and we're going to help you make it. And so I haven't had a chance to get too deep into their organization, see what they're all about, but I believe that there's probably some form of a process there that we can use that's going to be just like PayPal. I'm not going to continually give my money to people that pull this kind of a stunt. Besides that, if they decide to come and take $2,500,
never had that much in there.
Well, it, you know, but here's the thing about it, that if you don't have it in your account, it's all right. They'll take it out of your bank because your bank is connected to it. And they're going to go down. They're going to be just like these other companies. They're going to crash and burn because of it, because Americans are
How do you cancel your account with PayPal then?
Well, you have to go in to the settings.
Yeah, you just go into your account profile information, and there it actually comes up with choices, and one of them is to delete your account.
And I think what I'll do is we'll have a private Zoom meeting so I'm not public like this.
Oh, yeah.
And then I can help people. I'll just take my phone out and show you right on that meeting.
Are you going to do that tonight?
I'm probably not going to do that tonight. Well, I could probably do it when we get finished here with the program. We finished communion. I could just stay on Zoom. I'll just stay on Zoom and do it.
Okay.
I shouldn't do it publicly across the internet.
Right.
That's probably not a good process. I'm not going to say that. Anyways, it's been a good platform. It's too bad they have the mentality that they do. And hopefully, you know, let me say this differently. Hopefully, they don't crash and burn. Hopefully, there's an executive somewhere that says, I told you. Now go back to what we used to be. The number one voice that spoke against them was a former CEO of PayPal that said, I have removed all my money. There's no way I'm standing up for what them people believe in. And he used to be a CEO.
Wow.
So you and I are in good shape. But that's what we'll say. When we get finished tonight, I'll even make our program shorter so that I can help you see that. Because if they decide to turn around and they come out with an apology, and we see them in the local church taking communion, and they're all carrying Bibles, then we probably come back and help you, PayPal. But until then, you're probably destined for the ash heap, so turn now. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's go to Brother Dutch so I can set this boat back up on the top side here where I need to have it. Now, this was from, I don't know, October 13th. What would that have been? 2 days ago. So that would have been Thursday.
13th,
yeah. And Brother Dutch is going to explain it, and then we'll come back and talk about this a little bit more, and we'll read Hebrews 9 and 10 tonight, and we'll be done by 9 o'clock and have communion done by 9:15.
Yeah.
And then my wife laughs. I've even got money to take her out to a nice restaurant, and she laughed. That's just because she knows me. And just like you said, Mary, thank God she puts up with me. And just so you guys know, I say that to her all the time. Thank you for putting up with me and for believing in me. I say it to her.
He does.
All the time.
He does.
Because I do appreciate it. Now, here we go. Brother Dutch Sheets, and he's got two prophecies about the state of Michigan. That's why I'm doing this right now. I really am instructed to do this right now. What am I doing? Sharing the screen. Here we go. It's shared. You should see Brother Dutch now.
We do see Brother Dutch.
And get all the technology ready. Hello and welcome to Giving 15. No volume.
15. Title of our post today is The Voice of Breakthrough.
Almost.
A couple of weeks back, shortly after the hurricane, Holy Spirit focused my attention on Florida. I shared a prophetic word from Miriam Evans regarding the fires of revival beginning at the southern tip of Florida and spreading all the way up the east coast to Maine.
Okay.
This week,
hold on.
He has focused our attention on Michigan.
Hold on, Brother Dutch. Technology is just trying to be technology. But you don't get to be technology. You get to work.
Connected to Samuel's Mass Foot Pro. Connected to
no.
Samuel's Mass Foot Pro and Samuel Toddle iPhone.
When your technology is so amazing that it interferes with itself.
Amen.
Okay, let's see if we can hear it now. Nope. How about this? No. Isn't that just something? Well, let's just talk a little bit more about this, and then we'll get back to that in just a minute, because it's
Samuel's Mass Foot Pro is disconnected.
Answer to the question.
Yeah, there we go.
It's remnant.
So I'm on 41 there, so let's back this up. Right there.
To Maine. This week, he has focused our attention on Michigan. Two trusted prophets have sent me words regarding this state. Gina Golston sent the following. On October 7th, while in Michigan, I heard a question in my spirit. Who is this that I see coming out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? From a Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 5. Then, she says, I heard the answer to the question. It's the remnant warriors in Michigan who have not forgotten me. They have not forgotten my promises. They have set me and my word as a seal upon their hearts, and they have not relinquished their faith in me. Now, I am leading them out of the wilderness place. Their path is becoming brighter, clearly revealed as in the brightness of the noonday sun. Then I saw the name Michigan and other words being added. They formed the sentence, Michigan will see me again.
Hallelujah.
I then heard the Lord say, I am coming in power to visit this land. I am releasing, even now, through my awakened body, a flow of unstoppable power that will set things in motion to reveal and uncover, then to revive and recover.
Wow.
Then I saw the entire state of Michigan, and the Lord showed me, in its center, waters bubbling up out of the ground. These waters looked like a geyser ready to erupt. He said, there is the swell of an underground current rising up out of this land, and it will burst forth and form into a wave of justice that will impact the nation. My roar will be heard from this land. Then he showed me a wave that would be built from the geyser. This wave had a face of a lion, and the wave was cresting. I could hear a mighty roar coming from the wave. And the Lord said, where you were once muzzled, I am giving you back your voice. I'm making you my mouthpiece, and out of you, I will release my sound, my roar, like the sound of many waters, and it will reverberate throughout the nation.
Yes.
The Lord then reminded me of a word he gave me on February 9th, 2020. It was as if he was saying it again, this time over Michigan. My power is twirling. It is an unstoppable spin breaking the surface in order to relieve the pressure from the swell of my manifested glory. And that's what
read it again. Bill.
My power is twirling. It is an unstoppable spin breaking the surface in order to relieve the pressure from the swell of my manifested glory.
Wow.
She says it was a swell in the sense of a collection of waves that formed one long, massive, continuous swell. She continues prophesying. Reformation is pushing forth, the Lord says. The die has been cast and cannot be stopped. The geyser is ready to be released.
Thank you, Jesus.
What has been concealed will now be revealed.
Come on.
Watch it gust forth and release the pressure of the swell, revealing the river of my prevailing glory. Then I saw Michigan on a map. However, I didn't see it as the shape of a mitten, she says. I saw it as a boxing glove. And the Lord said, I'm about to deliver a knockout blow from this state. It is an unexpected and fatal blow to a major agenda that has been at work in this nation. My intercessors have been lacing up the glove with their prayers, obedience, and intercession. Now I will put my hand in the glove and I will strike the blow.
Come on.
From this upper state, I will deliver a shocking uppercut and a giant will fall. 2 days, that's the end of Gina's word, 2 days after receiving this word from Gina, our friend Barbara Yoder, an influential leader in Michigan and the nation, sent the following word, an exhortation, which she had released. She says, several years ago, and she spoke this, by the way, over the weekend in her congregation there. Several years ago in 2004, Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets came to Michigan during their 50-state tour. They prophesied that Michigan was a voice, a voice to the nation. On Sunday, October 10th, 2022,
wow,
God released this voice.
Come on.
He moved powerfully on behalf of the state of Michigan in our service. We were led first to release Michigan's voice to our state, then to the nation. Steve Swanson wrote a song and released it for the first time in that service, a song of repentance, crying out for mercy. She says, we are in a critical breakthrough moment in the state of Michigan. Imagine these two words coming on the same weekend. A Kairos window, she says. God has orchestrated a strategic moment in which we can turn the battle at the gates. When a Kairos window of opportunity opens, we must release the word of the Lord as a declaration for the moment. Then we must take action, grasping hold of that moment strategically while continuing to speak into it with apostolic, authoritative, or declarative, apostolic declarative authority. Then she says, this is such a moment. And we are releasing the voice from Michigan.
Come on.
Barbara then began to prophesy. The portals of heaven have opened as they did for Jacob when the angels ascended and descended.
Come on.
There is a heavenly defense coming to America now from the north to the south, east to the west. There are companies of angels being released on assignments right now. For what has been shall not be.
Come on.
For we shall recover a nation that honors the babies. We will recover a nation that honors justice. We'll recover a nation that has liberty and honor for all, regardless of gender or ethnicity. We, the people of the United Kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, stand together in unity. We declare that the angelic portal has been opened and Michael and Gabriel are on assignment.
Come on.
There is an Air Force. She spells it H-E-I-R. There is an Air Force that has been loosed in this nation.
That's us.
We will be a people who will lift others up up into the fullness of who they are, regardless of race, ethnicity, gender, or age. For we are one people, united through the blood of Jesus shed for all of us. Ephesians 2, Paul said, we are one new man, for he has called us out of every nation, every tongue and people, and made us to be kings and priests on the earth. And I say to you that today there is even a new movement of God regarding one new man in this place, and we will allow for nothing else. For there is a king who sits on the throne. He has already established justice through the blood of his son.
Already.
We lift up our hands and declare that Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, is our King.
Amen.
Powerful words.
Powerful.
So let's join ourselves in agreement with our Michigan brothers and sisters today. What you're doing there is for all of us. Let's decree that they will see Almighty God.
Amen.
Again.
Amen.
That's what he said. Michigan will see me again. Ask Holy Spirit for the spiritual geyser spoken of to erupt, burst forth into a wave of justice in our nation. Ask him to release his voice and deliver a knockout punch from there. One issue we can pray into specifically today is a radical pro-abortion proposal being voted on there in Michigan in just a few weeks, November 8th. According to the Diocese of Grand Rapids, Proposal 3 would allow abortion up until birth, allow minors to pursue abortions and sterilization without parental notification or consent.
Wow.
This is insane.
Insane.
Exempt abortion facilities from basic health and safety regulations. Protect abortion providers from penalties for killing or injuring a woman during an abortion. Repeal or drastically alter dozens of state laws. Let's agree with Michigan for the fulfillment of this incredible word and also for the stopping of this evil legislation. Father, we lock arms in the spirit with our spiritual family in Michigan. We declare with them that they are a voice in this nation, a voice of justice, unity,
and
strength. I remember well when you said, I do, I remember well when you said in 2004 that Michigan had given away their voice, but that they could recover it. You are now saying this has occurred
through the
prayers,
faith
and obedience of your people there. Thank you for these words of encouragement. Thank you for our brothers and sisters there who have persevered. You stated clearly that you are now answering them. Thank you for causing their voice to be loud. Thank you for the geyser, the wave of glory that will be launched from there to the nation. And thank you for wearing them as a boxing glove and striking a blow of defeat to evil forces in our land. Defeat this evil legislation, Proposal 3,
and
give Michigan righteous governmental
leaders.
Send the greatest outpouring of your spirit to Michigan that they have ever experienced.
Level 10.
Rock the entire state with the power of Holy Spirit. Save millions of people. Transform families, schools, governments, businesses, churches, inner cities, young, old, every race. Explode into Michigan. Lord, as we highlight parts of our nation today, we also continue to lift up Florida.
Amen.
Those who have suffered such loss there. Restore and heal. We are also aware that numerous people in our nation are struggling under adverse weather patterns. We pray as a body in this nation,
amen,
we agree today for breakthroughs,
amen,
in their areas.
Amen.
Send rain where rain is desperately needed. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to send it. We pray and decree all these things, which we know are your will, in the holy name of your Son, Yeshua. Therefore,
we know.
We will see them accomplished. Amen.
Amen.
And our decree today,
Michigan
shall be saved. And its voice will be loud.
Amen.
So be it.
So be
Thank
it.
You so much for joining me today. Forget, it still works. God's going to turn this nation around.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you.
Bless you, Judge.
See you tomorrow.
God bless you and Cece. I like that punch at the end because it always makes me feel like punching something. It's just awesome. Now, thank you for your faith, and thank you for standing with us like you have since we got started doing the prayer.
Yes.
Our largest group of prayer warriors has come from Michigan.
Yeah. Yep.
And we have continually stood with you guys and prayed and spoken faith, and we will continue to do that. Now, if you want to pray that prayer that Dutch just prayed, if you go to his website, give him 15, and you can find this program. It's called The Voice of Breakthrough. And if you need help, I can help you get it. But on his website, he has written out word for word what he says every day.
Yeah.
So anytime we're listening, you're like, I want to hear that statement again or something like that, then you can go to givehim15 dot something. Givehim15 dot, there's a dot there somewhere. Let me see. Does anybody know where he went? Come back, Dutch. Givehim15.com. Yep. Give him written out and then the number 15.com, and then you can get that wording, and that's on any of his programs. Every program he reads is word for word almost on that program, and that way you can pray that prayer with him and speak these prophetic utterances. Now I want to say something about the kingdom of God here, because God's process is, if you can see it in the natural, you can have it in the supernatural. That's how it works. So he said seed time and harvest, so everybody can understand seed time and harvest. So if you can have it in the natural, you can have it in the supernatural. Well, I want you to think about this, because he just said, well, no, he didn't. The Holy Spirit said through Gina Golston that there's a geyser coming in Michigan. Well, I don't know how long, but 15 years probably. Ice Mountain water has been selling water from a geyser in Stanwood, Michigan, which is central Michigan, for 15 years. And they're selling water all over the whole world. So what you can see in the natural is already happening in Michigan. Now, it's going to happen in the supernatural. And remember, I like these verses. God said, I am going to reveal and uncover. I like that. Yeah. And then restore and recover. Now, that's a powerful word that if you write it down and just keep saying it everywhere you go, reveal it, uncover it. Say it in your little town. Say it in the big city. No matter where you live, just say it. Reveal it, uncover it, Lord. Uncover the wickedness.
Yeah.
You know, one of the nights I've been staying up praying at night, and one night I was looking at something. I don't know, something popped up. Anyways, it was a news report from Fox News that the Muslims in Michigan have gone to their school boards and said, what are you teaching our children? And they got these manuals that are teaching their 6 and 7 year old kids sexual stuff. And these people are ticked. Now, without starting a small war, it's all right if you get us ticked. We'll pray for it and we'll use the word of God, but don't get them ticked. They believe in jihad.
Sure.
But that's it. Anyways, reveal, uncover, restore, recover. And then I like this. A wave of justice. This is going to be a wave of justice. God's strapped on the glove, and he's going to issue a knockout blow, which is going to be fatal to a mentality and organizational structure. So let's just let it be abortion.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not God, and I didn't give the prophecy, but I'm sure all y'all will agree with me very specifically that it might as well go ahead and be abortion that this is going to happen with, because that's done. America is done. America America's never really wanted it, but this is done. A fatal blow to the organization. We're not talking to people. We believe in people. We want people to see the truth.
Yeah.
But so what this says is, thank you, Michigan, for being a part of, thank you for every one of you who are a part of praying like this
yeah.
on a regular basis.
Yeah. And how encouraging after the oppression that Michigan has been under and seen all of this insane things happening there
insane.
That are just
insane.
This is just such an encouraging word, and we're so happy.
And I really like it because we done been praying it.
Yes.
We have been praying it.
Yep.
And you know what that means? We're this victory. We got victory.
Was that somebody trying to say something?
Oh, I don't know if somebody's trying to say something. Yeah. I heard some noise, so I was just going to let it go for a little bit and be like, wow, check that out. I want to say another word. I like this because it says that Michigan lost its voice.
Yes.
But got its voice back. I like that. What? How did we lose it, Pastor? I don't know. Well, just so everybody knows, I've never lost my voice. I never quit being what I am. I've said the same thing over the state of Michigan since the day we stood on this Capitol. Well, it was before that, from the day we stood on the Capitol steps in Michigan with the prophet Larry Huggins, we were standing in faith and in victory. And, you know, Brother Larry went to every state and took communion on every one of the Capitol steps. It's the same time that Dutch and whatever the other guy's name is there, Chuck Pierce, went to every state and prophesied, same exact time period. All right. And then there's another group of people that did something in every state. But here's the reality that you and I got to look at and see. God's been on the move long before our eyes had the ability to see it. God's been on the move. And you and I just got to stand boldly and say, glory be to God, this thing is coming to pass. And I'm playing this every day. I want to play it at the top of every hour in my day, but yeah, that's a pretty serious undertaking.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
But anyways, thank you, Father, for that. And then the intercessors are lacing up the glove for God to give a shocking uppercut from the upper state.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean it's coming from the upper peninsula?
Maybe.
Brother Gary, I got a friend named Gary up there. Brother Gary, is it you? Get him, man. Go get him. Sick him, boy. Sick him. Anyways, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now,
that's something. Something too. Rebecca said, "I told y'all we have a wonderful pure Michigan."
Pure Michigan.
How many times,
amen.
Yes, that speaking that pure Michigan over that state has helped too, and people didn't even realize, but that does help cleanse that state.
Glory be to God for pure Michigan.
Pure Michigan.
Amen. Amen. And when it comes down to voting for the governor, that lady's name is
the one that's there now.
Yeah, and no, in Michigan, we got a really good lady that's running for governor.
Oh.
Say her name, Mary, or Dan,
or Roger. Any of
one of you say her name.
Yeah.
I'm only coming up with Tulsi Gabbard, but that's the lady that quit in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But we speak over this lady, Jesus, right now in your mighty name. We'll get it. Yes, Tudor Dixon. Thank you, Dan. Thank you. Tudor Dixon. He's a pretty powerful Christian and a business lady and everything. Going to be a good one for the state of Michigan. Very pro-life, very pro-family. Well, she's just a good American. She's just very pro being American. And she's going to be one of them that's going to line right up right alongside of Kristi Noem down here in South Dakota. And the lady up there in Alaska, what was her name? There's a bunch of them. Thank God for these righteous women who run big, huge businesses and then run their whole state. And I've said for a long time we should have women be governors because they know how to take care of the kids, the dog, the cat, the yard, the car, the husband, do laundry and make supper and have it all done and go to sleep on time. And it's like, why wouldn't you want that kind of a person to lead the whole state?
Yeah, amen.
Anyways, amen. So make sure you pay attention to who to vote for and all of that. 8:38. What else? Anybody got anything else they want to say on that? Ask a question.
I think that's Phyllis.
Well, I just muted him. There, I solved it. Now, all right, well, let's go to the Pure Bible. Uh-oh. Love?
Yeah?
I don't have my Bible.
I'll run and get it.
I believe it's on the stand out by the couch. All right. A classy restaurant, White Castle. That's good, Roger. Now, all week long, we've been reading. We've been just basically reading the Bible so that we can get some very solid foundation verses inside of us right from the Holy Spirit, leading us in to the understanding of grace and faith, righteousness, and the blood. So we read all the verses about righteousness in Romans, and then as we turn to Hebrews, I was noticing I did some certain Bible study on this, and 90 times in the New Testament it uses blood, the word blood. 21 of those times is in the book of Hebrews. And so as we've been studying this week, the Holy Spirit's just had us reading the word. Let's just read the Bible and see what it says. So we got time yet. Let's read Hebrews chapter 9 and Hebrews chapter 10. Because they are filled with the instruction of God and the doctrine of the blood of the new covenant. The blood of the new covenant speaks. And so let's read that verse first. The blood still speaks. Well, I don't have it. It's not in my notes. It's been in the back of my mind. Somebody help me find that word. The blood speaks a better word. But while you're looking for that, we're going to go. Now, I'll lay out what's going to happen. Here's chapter 9, okay? It's just going to be, you're going to enjoy this. So just open your Bible up and follow along. Even if you're not a good reader, your mind will adjust to how fast I'm reading. The blood still speaks, or the blood speaks, or something like that. Or Brother Dan, if you got that, kick it in there in the comments, or come on and read it. Brother Dan's actually home. Everybody say hi to Gwen.
Hi, Gwen.
All right, verse chapter.
Howdy.
Thank you. Now, chapter 9, We're going to talk about the earthly sanctuary. We've read all about that through Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers. And then the limitations of the earthly sanctuary. And then the heavenly sanctuary. And that's Jesus. And then it's going to talk about the blood of Jesus and the greatness of Jesus' sacrifice. It's all right here in Hebrews chapter 9. I'm just going to read it verse for verse. You got it?
Yeah, 12:24.
All right, I was just looking in the wrong spot. Yeah, let's read it. Hebrews 12:24. To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Abel sacrificed an animal, followed God's example when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, and Abel's blood speaks. Well, Jesus' blood speaks for you and I every minute of every day.
Amen.
He's the mediator of the new covenant. The old covenant's passed away. We no longer have to sacrifice all those animals. And not only that, God chose to come and live on the inside of us and lead us from the inside out. And that's pretty cool. Here we go. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 1. Then indeed, even the first covenant had ordinances of divine service and the earthly sanctuary. The tabernacle was prepared, the first part, which was the lampstand, the table, the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all. So you and I have throughout this year, as we've been on the on Read the Word, we've continually been showing you this picture. Whoops. We've been continually showing you this picture. Somehow I showed you this picture before, and it never affected it. There's the tabernacle that they had in the wilderness. And you can see the different parts of it, how they had the outer court and the inner court. And then you go into that one part, and you can see the cherubim above the altar. And that's the Holy of Holies, where the priest only went once a year. And when they went in there, they did not go without the blood of the lamb, because that was going to, you'd die immediately if you wasn't covered by the blood. Now let's keep reading. Verse 4, which had the golden censer, the Ark of the Covenant, overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. And above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot now speak in detail. And what Paul's telling you is go back and read Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. Well, he didn't say that because they weren't written yet. But anyways, I mean, they were written, but they weren't in the book. Keep reading. Verse 6. Now, when these things had been thus prepared, the priests went into the first part of the tabernacle, performing their services. But inside the second part, the high priest went only once a year, not without blood, on his thumbs, on his ears, on his forehead, on his head. And it covered him all around, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sin committed in ignorance. The Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. So what he's saying is, no, they could not enter. No human could enter. No regular man could enter into that holy place. Only the high priest could go in. That's why you hear me say on a regular basis, when Jesus said it's finished and the veil of the temple rent from the top to the bottom, that high priest, which is Caiaphas, who is crucifying Jesus, and them boys came to him and said, Caiaphas, we have a problem. He's out there watching, making sure Jesus dies. All right. He ain't standing in that temple. He's there somewhere. And they're like, and he's like, yeah, what's the problem? You tell them. You know, there's got to be five or six of them. No, you tell them. I ain't saying it. Because they revered the holy place so seriously that for them to even say it to him was going to cause great severe fear to him. And they remembered the stories of Nadab and Abihu, who died immediately when they were doing the strange fire. So everybody from that moment on is like, hey, we don't mess with that. And then David's moving the Ark of the Covenant, and the Abihu puts his hand up, and the glory of God, and it kills him. So Caiaphas has got to be told, because the veil of the temple is rent in two. And so once they get it said, they're all looking at him. Now, there ain't no way on God's green earth that you're going to be able to keep a straight face when that severe of a thing happens. And what did he say? Well, now, I don't know what he said. There's no record of it, except, but, you know, the dude's freaked out. And they're like, well, who did it? God. What? Yeah. Sir, it's ripped from the top to the bottom. You know, well, old Levi over here, he was standing right over there. Can you imagine how amazing was the sound? Watch this. As God Almighty tore open the veil and made access for every one of us to come into the Holy of Holies. Somebody like, Pastor, can you really go in there? Yeah.
And then you can picture Satan standing there going, oh, no.
Yeah, we just messed up. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
No.
Watch this. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. The door's open. You don't have to stand on the outside and storm the gates of heaven to get in. That's a bad religious doctrine that just isn't true. He lives in here. When you're screaming and fighting, like doing your spiritual warfare, and God's like, I'm right here. Just talk. You know. Anyways. Hebrews 9:9. It was symbolic for the present time in which both gifts and sacrifices are offered. We cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience, concerned only with foods and drinks, various washing, and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of reformation. So all of that was done, it covered them, but it did not purge them. I say it, covered, not purged.
Covered, not purged.
Right? Because they were, if you sinned, then you had to have the Day of Atonement and you had to offer your sacrifice, and then you were clear until you sinned again, and then you were guilty all through the whole year, and then you had to have the Day of Atonement. And so it only was good for the flesh. It didn't take care of the inside. 11. I like this. But Christ came. Christ came as the high priest of the good things to come. He's not only the high priest, he's the sacrifice. The greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that's not of this creation. Not, verse 12, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he, Jesus, you can circle that, he, remind you that it's capitalized, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal salvation. Once for all. Jesus did this one time for all. Jesus gathered his blood at the cross, took it to the holy place in heaven, put it on the mercy seat, and once for all obtained eternal redemption. 13, if the blood of bulls and goats, the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more, I like that, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. The blood of Jesus, when you're born again, not only washes all your sins away, and then God throws them into the sea of his forgetfulness, and then it purges your conscience. And you might say, yeah, but Pastor, why do I still think and remember about those things? Well, the number one reason why is the enemy knows what you did, and he's going to shoot you with a fiery dart, reminding you of the past. And you guys say, it's just a picture. By the blood of Jesus, I stand powerful and overcome. Yeah. It's every time a fiery dart comes, it's another opportunity for you and I to stand in the blood of Jesus. Yeah. And just say, thank you, Jesus, for your righteousness. I receive it. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. I receive it. You know, after a while of you speaking the blood and the righteousness of Jesus, the enemy's going to leave you alone, because they're going to say, every time you attack him, attack her, you're going to get the blood and the righteousness, and you've got them so convinced that they're righteous because of the blood of Jesus, they're never going to quit. Like Brother Jesse said, you become so expensive, the enemy won't mess with you.
Yeah.
Now, where am I at? 13. If the blood of the goats, bulls and goats, and ashes of the heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience, purge your conscience from dead works, so that you can serve the living God? Why? He said, be ye therefore holy. He said, be ye therefore perfect. And then since he said it, he's going to make a way for it to come to pass.
Amen.
And what's he going to do? Purge your conscience for you. Now you got to do the work of saying, shut up, fiery dart. And if the past shows up, just put it underneath the blood. And if the past shows up, put it underneath the blood and the righteousness of Jesus. Just like you see in the confession we make, we say it. By the blood of Jesus, standing in the righteousness of Jesus, we are, that is our authority.
Yeah.
And that's something that you and I should, all of us should say every single day. By the blood of Jesus and by the righteousness of Jesus, I stand and I am who I am. Because it's not your righteousness. It's not mine. It's his. I know I said I was going to be done by 9, but I might need an extra 5 minutes.
Sorry, you got an extra 5.
And for verse 15, and for this reason, he, Jesus, is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgression under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. And he, Jesus, said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus said, whosoever believes on him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So the call has gone out to everyone. Thank God. Call has gone out to everyone in Jesus' mighty name. 16. For there is a testament, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is in force after men are dead, since it has no power at all while the testator lives. So if there's a will, you don't get anything out of that will while the person is living. You get that after they're dead.
Right.
18. Therefore, not even the first covenant was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats with water, scarlet wool, and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book itself and all the people. Moses was putting blood everywhere, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's try, you know, you see the Catholic priests and they got that thing and they're doing the water and all that, whatever. But Moses did that with the blood of Jesus, saying, this is the blood of the covenant which God has commanded you. You and I hear Jesus say every night with community, with communion, this is the blood of the new covenant. And what is that? Jesus' blood. Verse 21. Then likewise he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle, all the vessels of the ministry, and according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But conversely speaking, with the blood, there is remission of sin for the rest of your life. Say it. All sin is in remission in my life.
All sin is purged at this point, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, purged.
And see, that's where I get, that's where that verse comes from when we say it in the communion is right there. That's the verse. 23. Therefore, it was necessary that the copies of the things in heaven, Moses' tabernacle looked just like heaven, should be purified with these things, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has not entered the holy places made with man's hands, which are a copy of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Jesus took his blood to heaven in the presence of God to the mercy seat.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not that he should offer himself often as the high priest enters the most holy place every year with the blood of a bull or a goat. Jesus did it once. He then would have to suffer often since the foundation of the world. Notice that it doesn't say from the cross. Jesus was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Somebody help me find that verse. I was looking for it last night and didn't get it. He was the lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. If you get it, Dan, kick it in the comments. Mary, or Mary Beth, Becky, Esther. I just said all my sisters' names. Isn't that something? 26. He then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world, but now, once, at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed to men once to die, and after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. Now, chapter 10, I'll need another 5 minutes, but we'll get it done here. Chapter 10 starts out talking about the fact that animal sacrifice was insufficient. It covered them. It did not purge. Verse 1, for the law, having a shadow of the good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never, with the same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year, make those who approach perfect. It didn't make them perfect. Well, now, why is the Holy Spirit using the perfect word again? He likes that word. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? For the worshipers, once purified, would have had no more consciousness of sins. But in those sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. Just cover it. Verse number 5. Christ's death fulfills God's will. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. Father, prepared Jesus a body in the earth in Mary. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you have no pleasure. I said, "Behold, I have come in the volume of the book. It is written of me, I delight to do your will, O God." Speaking of Jesus coming to the earth. Verse number 8. Previously saying, sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings, and offerings for sin you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law. Then he said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God." He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. And when Jesus said, "It's finished," the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom. Now, there was Passovers after that, and Jewish people still celebrate, or whatever you call it, practice the Passover. But no more Passovers were important. The moment Jesus said it's finished, Passover was no longer necessary. Why? Because he was now the spotless blood of Lamb once and for all. This is good reading, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Verse 10. By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. You know, Holy Spirit is letting us know this once for all phrase because he's given it to us. Did you find that verse?
Revelation 13:8.
Oh, yeah, I thought we was going to be in Ephesians. But it's all right. Let's just go to Revelation. Hold your place there. And let's go to Revelation 13:8. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The book of life from the Lamb, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The book of life is Jesus slain. And that's where you want your name written, is in the Lamb's book of life. This is some good stuff right here, isn't it? Verse 11, every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, notice that word man is capitalized if you got a good Bible, after he offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. From that time, waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. By one offering, his blood, ready? He perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Say it with me. Jesus has perfected me forever.
Jesus has perfected me forever. Thank
well, you is already
Lord.
Perfect, but I'm sure glad he did that. You Zoomers can say it if you want. You're all wanting me to get done quick so we can get this dealt with. All right, here we go. 15.
They're eating cookies.
But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for after he had said before, "This is the covenant I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, put my laws in their hearts and in their minds, and I will write them." Then he adds, "Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. I need a big amen, the great amen from Brother Roger.
Thank you, Lord.
The great amen.
Amen, Brother Roger. And anybody else that wants to put one in there. Then he adds, 17, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. So if your sin and your lawless deeds coming up to you, who's bringing them up? Well, it's just my brain, Pastor. No, it's the enemy saying, don't you remember when you did this? Because he's trying to get you to stop, get discouraged, turn around, go back, throw up your hands, and quit. No, 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 and no. I'm in the blood and righteousness of Jesus.
Well, we need to remember he's the one that caused it. So
yes.
He keeps accusing us of what he caused.
Of what he caused. Because he's the pastor bucker of them all.
Yep.
I am in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, perfected forever. And my sins and lawless deeds are thrown into the sea of his forgetfulness.
I've never heard that expression before. The pastor bucker. He's the worst pastor
booker
there is.
It's a biblical term, isn't it, Phyllis?
He was the original.
I thought it referred to people in the family that want to condemn you so that they can make it look like they're not as bad as they really are.
Yeah.
Well, but see, he was the original one.
Okay. All right, I'll just have to remember that. The devil was the original pastor bucker.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I improve my vocabulary all the time.
Don't try to spell all that in one word. You know, you can make several words out of it. But that's right. That's good. That's good. Thank you, Phyllis. Where am I at? 18. Now where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Therefore, brethren, 19. Having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Not scared. Boldness to enter the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus. If you've not learned yet how to stand in his blood and righteousness, just start saying it all day long, just everywhere you go. Because of the blood and the righteousness of Jesus, I can be bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah that's on the inside of me. In Jesus' mighty name. By a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with the pure water by the washing of water of the word. You'll find that verse in Ephesians 5:26. See, Jesus did all this, and this is what happens when you're born again. He makes you perfect. Now, he doesn't make it so you won't ever, let's see, I don't want to stub my toe, but you know, you're going to do things that you're going to be like, well, what's that? You know, set your coffee cup down on the spoon and then it tips. He's not saying you're not going to be imperfect in the fact that you won't ever make, what's the word I'm looking for? Help me. I feel like I'm digging a hole. Anyways, the perfect word is you are perfect in the sight of the Father, and your conscience is purged, and you have been sanctified by the blood and righteousness of Jesus. So your nature has to change. Paul said that old man is dead, and you raised again to a new life in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17, I am a new creation. You have a new, and Peter, by the promises of God, you become partakers of the divine nature of God. You're not God sitting on the throne. You're not Jesus sitting beside him. But you are God and Jesus family. How amazing is that? It's really amazing. 22. I'm not going to make it all the way to the end, but I sure try. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So Paul, by the Holy Spirit, is saying, now that you got all this about the blood of Jesus and the sprinkling and your conscience and the purging, and this is all done and you're standing in his righteousness perfected, now encourage one another, and as the day comes, get together all the more and study it and get a revelation of, which is what you and I do right here.
Yeah.
All right? 26. Now, 26 through 39 is a pretty serious set of verses.
Yeah.
For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. A certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who rejected Moses' law died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Stonian. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy of who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has counted the blood of the covenant a common thing, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? That's what happens when we sin willfully after we have received the wonderful things of God. Let's see. Well, I'm going to read the rest of them, and then I'll make my statement. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I'll repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But recall the former days in which you were illuminated. You endured great struggle with sufferings, partly while you were made a spectacle both by reproaches and tribulations, partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me in my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have obtained an enduring possession of yourself in heaven. 35. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you will receive the promise. A little while, and he who is coming will come. He will not tarry. Now, the just shall live by faith. If anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. See, drawing back is not just stumbling. Drawing back is, I don't want to do this anymore. Well, that's not the majority of the people in the Christian world. We are not of those who draw back unto perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Now, this is the statement I was going to make. And if you sin, 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, if you sin, you have an advocate whose name is Jesus Christ the righteous. And he's going to say to you, use my righteousness, not yours. Use mine. Mine's perfect. Mine was given to me by my Father, and I give it to you. Stand in my righteousness. And you may say, I don't even know how, but I receive your blood, Jesus, and purge my conscience from these dead works. Well, what does that mean? What's that mean to God? He's going to say it to you. You're trying to work your own salvation out in your own effort. Receive mine. Woo, it's good. That's, and if right now tonight, this is the first time you've been with us, go back on our YouTube channel and begin to study from 2 weeks ago. So that would be October the 1st.
And we've, October the 1st?
Yeah. And we've been studying it since October 1st all the way to this point. And you're going to get I didn't give you 5 points in a poem about righteousness. We've just kind of opened up the cupboards of righteousness and said, oh, y'all, look at what's in here. We got the verses out of Romans. And now we're entering in right here into the verses in Hebrews about the blood of Jesus. And so I encourage you. Some of you, this is very new to you. And you've never, ever studied like this. But I encourage you to go back in the book of Hebrews here and start in chapter 6, start in chapter 5. I don't read the whole book. But read it out loud. Read the book right. You. And you can listen to me. You can go back to these programs. Let me do it. But read it out loud so your ears are hearing your voice and your eyes are working. And that puts your whole being at work getting this word in your heart. The more we read Romans chapter 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, the more we read those chapters, the more revelation in the simplicity of this that you got. The more we read Hebrews, you're like, wow, wow, oh yeah, wow, oh yeah. What is it doing? It's actually focusing your thoughts from the word of righteousness and saved by the blood and actually giving you verses that you can actually look at in your own Bible and begin to meditate in those verses and get this down deep inside your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
How'd we do?
Awesome.
Don't look at the clock, though. Looked right at it. But that, isn't that just human nature? As soon as somebody says, don't look at that, what do you do? It's all right. When the law shows up, then you know you got sins. Oh, you sin. Look at that. No. All right. So remember, tonight we studied the blood. Thank God for the blood in the Old Testament. But it just covered them. In the New Testament, it purges our lives. And then not only did the sacrifices stop, but God came to live within us and to lead us from the inside out in a life of fellowship and joy. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's pray and we'll receive communion together. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Thank you for your righteousness, Jesus. Thank you that before the foundation of the world, you had already paid the price and made it possible for us to be made white as snow. Though our sins were as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they were red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless every one of my brothers and sisters tonight. Bless them with understanding. Bless them with wisdom. Bless them with knowledge. Do the will of him who sent them. Thank you, Father, for these wonderful people that are with us. Help us as we continually are the light and the fire and the encouragement to so many. May every person within the sound of our voice know you, Jesus. May everyone that's ever been with us be the most solid, stable, strong, established believers that there can be. because they not only hear the word, but they go do it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen and amen. Now, we're going to receive communion together. We do this every evening, and it's pretty cool. That's my old hippie way of talking, but don't worry about it. I just born in the 60s, so, you know, it's just part of you. It falls out every now and then. You got to get it out of there. God, through Jesus, said, as often as you do this. Now, I went there last night. I want to go again tonight. So find your place in 1 Corinthians 11, because that's where we're going to end up. But before we go to 1 Corinthians 11, I want us to go back here to Luke. Luke chapter 22, I believe it is. Got my note pen there. Luke 22, and this is 14 to 23. Now, I don't have this one memorized like I got the other one, but I want us to read it tonight. Luke 22:14-23. Amen, Roger. Not a clock watcher, but I love the word of God. Amen. Now,
yeah, this is early for you anyway.
Oh, come on. We're going.
We're concerned here.
we're moving. We got to get this done. I got to help people understand PayPal.
Okay.
Luke 22:14. When the hour had come, he sat down with the 12 apostles. 15. He said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Can you imagine how much more desire Jesus has to bless us with his presence? Receiving the new covenant? If Jesus said to them with fervent desire, how much more fervent desire does he have right now when we're doing this? He is in this room with fervent desire saying, yes, they're going to receive the blood of the new covenant right now. See, it's not just a ritual. Don't let it become a ritual to you. But the only way it won't be ritual is if you decide in your heart, this is not going to be a ritual. I am going to remember what Jesus did. Keep reading. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it's fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Oh, this is where it was at. He took the cup, gave thanks, and said, take this, divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. That's the vow.
Oh, the Nazarite vow. Oh, yeah. Not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Wow.
I'm studying the Nazarite vow right now, and that's a part of it.
Yeah, nothing from the vine.
It's amazing what you find studying the Bible, isn't it? And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. But the hand of the betrayer is with me on the table. And truly the Son of God goes as it has been determined. But woe to the man by whom he's betrayed. Now, this is the blood of this cup. Is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Can you imagine the disciples taking this and like, what did he just say? This, and you know, on the inside, they're like, this refers back there the other day where he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, what does he mean? Because they hadn't grasped this yet.
Right.
And of course, he's not saying, now, boys, I'm taking Passover away, start tonight, and I'm going to institute this, and then all through history, people are going to take some grape juice and some bread, and they'll have all different forms of different. He didn't say that. What did he say? This is the blood of the new covenant. But as soon as they see him die on the other side of the resurrection, they're going to know exactly what he was talking about, because it'll make sense then. And when he met with the two of them on the road to Emmaus, they said, didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked us all the way through the Old Testament to where we are today? And then he's gone. Yeah, it burned within them so much that they went 15 miles out of town to the village and turned around and went back in to see the rest of them. Like, 30-mile walk in one day, but it don't matter. We got some news we got to tell you guys. Now, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But, see, don't read 27 without the but of 28. Because the word but says, I said that, but this is what's important. Let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. The only way you can drink of this unworthily is you come doing this to mock God. Or you know you have bitterness and unforgiveness in your heart that you won't deal with. You got sin that you're continually not dealing with and refusing to deal with. Well, then you need to get your heart right and examine yourself when you come here to the communion table and say, Father, help me get it right. And then go out and begin the process of getting it right. I was doing something today, and I had a thought come to me, and when it did, it was a reminder of a pretty serious offense in my life. And my mind, actually, it was all a fiery dart that was coming. And so I immediately dealt with it in the blood of Jesus, righteous Jesus. I'm like, no, I'm not going down that road. I forgive that person. I don't hold anything against them. I will not be a person that's going to stand before Jesus and have him say, you missed it. You didn't forgive, so now I can't forgive you. That is not going to be said of me. Have I gone to preaching again?
It's okay. It's a good word.
It's a good word?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So the whole process that Jesus is teaching us is judge yourself every day. Of course, you got the Holy Spirit living in here, so he's going to help you make a righteous judgment. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love, God's perfect love, has been perfected in us, amongst us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of trouble. How are you going to do that? Because as he is right now on that throne, so are we on this earth. He is the head, and we are the body of Christ. Yeah, I should make you shout or something. Woo! Great amen, Roger.
Great amen.
Amen. That's what you call lag and mute button. But it's all right. We love it. We've become so accustomed to it, we enjoy it around here. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. because there is no fear in love. Want to say it with me? There's no fear in love. I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid in Jesus' mighty name. Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation, the prayer of rededication. No matter who you are tonight, speak this prayer with us right here, right now, and God's going to touch you. Some of you are ashamed because you feel like you can't live the Christian life. Don't be ashamed. Jesus is on the inside of you, and we're most definitely not ashamed of you. You're just fighting the fight, winning the battle. No shame is necessary. You know how your mom and dad would say when you was younger, well, shame on you. Guess what? That's not a very good biblically sound statement to make, because God said, my people will never be put to shame. Pray the prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you, Lord.
When I believe in you, Lord.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
and
life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not
perish. And I thank you for that. Ready? Put your hands out and just pull Jesus in. Say, Jesus, I receive you into my life right
Jesus,
now.
Jesus, I receive you into my life right now.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your
all mercy. Of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and language. And live a successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty
name. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen and amen and amen.
The great amen.
The great amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Welcome to the family of God. We're glad to have you here with us. And we are here to help you learn to walk with God. That's our place. Pastor, what's going on? Well, what's going on is you just went from darkness to light. Why? Jesus never does something to you. He takes you from to. You went from fear to faith. You might say, Pastor, I didn't do nothing except just pray a prayer. I know, but I've been trained how to help you pray the prayer that takes you 25 miles down the road the first day you get in. Why? Ain't no sense of staying here when you can be over there.
Amen.
And Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, just came and lived inside of you. So faith itself lives inside of you. What do I do now? I don't have any idea. Just do something. No. See, that's what happens. So people tell you. What do you do now? You live every day with that understanding that God's in here. And that probably means 24/7, God's with me. Yeah, I'm supposed to be teaching you how to walk with God because he's sort of walking with you. He's in here. Wake up every morning and say, Father, help me walk with you today. Just say it.
Help me walk with you today.
And he will. Pastor, you make it too simple. No, his yoke is easy and his burden is
light.
Amen, Sister Phyllis. So, our place is to help you know these paths to take. And that's why for 14 days now, we've been teaching on the righteousness of God and the blood of Jesus. Every day is different, but every day builds on the other one. And now that we're here, and we've read this out of Romans and Hebrews, if you go back and listen to all those again, there's a timestamp on them that says message begins, so you just can go right to the video, go down to the comments on mine that has my name, it's used pinned. You click on that for that blue number timestamp, and it'll take you right to the beginning of the message, and you can hear it again. Some of you will be like, I need to hear this 3 or 4 or 5 times. You do. Sister Leanne and I, when we get a good message, we wear that thing out, man. I mean, seriously, that's not just a statement. We'll wear it out. Why? Because it's important when the revelation gets to you that you say, wait a minute, I've got to grasp this revelation. I got to get it. And that's our place in your life. You come here and be with us every day, Monday through Saturday. And we're going to help you walk with God in Jesus' mighty name. My email address and website's right there. Send me an email. Send me a text. Tell me your story. Send me a prayer request. And listen, ask me 10,000 questions about how to be a good Christian, a believer, because everyone you ask brings us back to a foundation doctrine that I need to teach again. And we just keep circling all of our lives, and we get more word, and it's better, and more word, and it's better, and more word, and it's better, and you get another wrench for your toolbox, and you get another wrench, and you get a big screwdriver over there, and you get the big torque wrench, because that one really takes some torque on it, you know, and you build your life on the things of God. All right, I've gone to preaching, trying to be done early. Here we go. You ready? Get your communion elements, and let's receive them together right now in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these
elements. For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing,
nothing broken.
Every joint supplying in my body.
Every joint supplying in my body.
From our broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body together. The body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus,
for your wonderful love, your mercy, your grace. Thank you, endured the cross, despising the shame, and you called it all joy. We thank you for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, we lift up the cup of blessing. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus. I have reconciliation with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation
with my Father.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation.
By the blood of Jesus, I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away, and all things have become new.
Old things have passed away, and all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of God.
Because my Father wants me there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. I receive grace, mercy, and help.
I receive grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
The accuser of the brethren is cast down forever.
And there's no more condemnation in my life. How cool is that? By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be. The glorious church. Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's receive his blood shed together. Thank you, Jesus. Ready? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other God I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm sure that's what the disciples did after Jesus got done and they sang their hymn.
I'm sure they did.
All right, Sister Phyllis has got her closing verses for us here tonight.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I want to say one thing before that. It's really interesting how life is, all right? Because when we're praying that prayer about the broken body and the blood of Jesus, When I'm leading, I say right here, every joint supplies in my body. That means my body's living in health and every organ is producing like it needs. Then it says from Jesus' broken body, of course, that's where we get life from, is his broken body. And then it says in the body of Christ in my community, which means where you live, all right? It's interesting because when I say that, I usually see two communities, Lansing, Michigan, and Julian and Vimala.
Huh. That is interesting.
It's like it's a picture that comes when I say, and right here in my community, I'll either see Lansing or I'll see Julian and Vimala.
Huh.
Now, what does that mean, Pastor? I don't have a foggiest idea, but that's all right. God's going to show me. Right there in that community where you guys live, the body of Christ is going to work. Amen. That's what we're saying. Go ahead, fellas. Closing
all
verses.
All right. Jude 20:25. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen and amen and amen.
And I like to read Revelation 1:5-6.
Help yourself.
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory in forever and ever. Amen.
Thank Amen. You, and amen, and amen, and besides that, another amen. Want to say it with me? I have been made a king and a priest unto God.
I have been made a king and a priest unto God.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, all right? Let's hold our hands
and
up.
Didn't you want to read Revelation 5:9-10?
I think that's what it was. I didn't have the reference, but that's all right. If you got it, go.
Oh, okay. I'll read it for you. And they sang a new song.
Hallelujah.
Saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God
Hallelujah.
By your blood.
Hallelujah.
Out of every tribe and and people and nations.
Come on.
And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
Woo! Hallelujah.
And that's not my words. That's the words of the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
Talking to Jesus.
Come on. And Brother John saw it and wrote it by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You got
yes.
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and Brother John all working at the same time right there. That is what you call...
I love the majestic word of God.
Come on, Phyllis. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Ready? Let's hold our hands up. Say this. Right now tonight.
Right now tonight.
We claim every soul...
Every
person that was with us.
Every person that was with us.
To have an understanding of the word of tonight.
To have an understanding of the word of tonight.
And may the angels of Almighty God. Give us all dreams, visions, and understanding.
Give us all dreams, visions, and understanding.
While we sleep tonight.
While we sleep tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
And I receive the hundredfold return.
And I receive the hundredfold return.
For doing this work that you gave us to do. Because you said, Jesus.
Because you said.
He that reaps receives wages.
He that reaps receives wages.
And we want to preach the gospel all over the whole world.
And we want to preach the gospel all over the whole world.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen.
And amen.
Remember, tomorrow morning at noon Eastern Standard Time, we'll be live at the kitchen for 1 hour of faith and communion and a couple songs. Somehow
okay.
we gotta get it back to 1 hour of faith. But we're working on it. It's all right. One thing about it, like Brother Roger said a while ago, I'm not a clock watcher. Can I get a big amen out of you, Brother Roger?
Amen for Roger.
Come on, brother. Give me a big amen. Oh, he's got a cup of coffee and eating a donut. That's probably
yeah.
what's going on.
Love, amen.
Amen, brother. Love you.
There he is.
So that's at noon tomorrow, and then we start another week just like that. Wow, wow, wow. This is October 15th. This month is half gone away. In Jesus' mighty name, we're going to do
every
it.
Every burden of my heart goes away.
I was using the word goned, G-O-N-E-D. I know. Don't worry about it. It's a Northern Michigan word, but it's all right.
My vocabulary is still growing. Keep on.
Amen. Bless you, fellas. Well, that's all we got for tonight. And until we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember, YouTube, then if you want to get this in your native language, I want to help you. And God has given me a plan of how to make it happen. So make sure you contact me. Send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. And it'll be a blessing. If the Father tells you to sow a seed, sow a seed. Why? Because it's what makes the kingdom work. It's how he does his work on this earth. And most of all, send us a picture of you while you're studying the program with us. Have somebody standing there. Everybody's got a cell phone now. Have somebody stand there and take a picture of you. And then send it to us in that email. Ask us a question. Tell us your story. Give us a prayer request. We'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, we always say, help me, guys. We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus
is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord.
Every day. All day.